What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan Chile, and you're listening to Chile Talks Volleyball episode number 13. It's been a really long time since I've done one of these, so bear with me. It's going to be kind of awkward just talking to a mic by myself, but we will get through this together. So I just want to talk about a couple things that have happened over the last, last time I did something was in August, so last really 8 months. I did get a high school coaching job over at Swampscott High School in Swampscott, Mass, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But first, we're going to talk about the NCAA tournament and some high school matches that I've been watching outside of Swampscott, I should say. So NCAA tournament happened. It started, I believe, on the 14th of this month and ended on the 24th, so it went by pretty quickly. Kentucky beat Texas 3-1 in the finals. Kentucky was not a team that I expected to win, even though they were the overall number two seed. I actually had Nebraska winning it all, and then I saw Nebraska go up against Texas, and Texas kind of, walloped them a little bit. But Nebraska, was my pick from the beginning, but they just couldn't get it done against Texas, and Texas was probably the second best team I saw in the tournament behind Kentucky. I didn't expect Kentucky to be as dominant as they were against Texas. And I'll get into the reasons why I think that happened and why they were so dominant against Texas. But the level of the play in this tournament and just college volleyball is just so high. It's just absolutely crazy to watch some of these young women play and just seeing how well they move and how they just do everything so mechanically soundly that they just make everything look so effortless and so easy out there. When some of the plays they're making are just absurd. So one thing I just want to talk about when it comes to the national championship match, before I get into that, I just want to talk about the couple of my favorite matches that I watched, and both of them actually involved Texas. One of them was actually Texas-Wisconsin. I didn't actually enjoy the Texas-Nebraska match that much because of how one-sided it was. But the Texas-Wisconsin match is one that really stood out to me. They just absolutely shut down Dana Redke in the middle. Texas's middles were just awesome that game. Texas's defense, both front row, back row, was just immaculate in that game. And when you play that way, no matter who you're playing, you're going to have success. And you're going to pretty much just frustrate Wisconsin or frustrate any team that's on the other side of you. So props to Texas for that one, but that just didn't carry over necessarily to the Kentucky match. The Kentucky-Texas match, Kentucky has Player of the Year Madison Lilly, who was their setter, and deservedly so. I didn't really know a ton about her, to be totally honest with you, until this season. I knew she was good, but the SEC is not really one of the conferences that people talk about too much. And she was just absolutely amazing in that game against Texas. One of the best setting performances I've ever seen someone have. Everything she did was just spot on. She had, as a setter, playing out of right back, she had 19 digs as a setter out of right back. Now, I don't think, if you're just a casual volleyball fan or whatever, you might not understand how crazy it is to have 19 digs as a setter, but that is her at least season high. I don't know if that's her career high, but I was looking at that today, that it was her season high. And then the game before that, she had 63 assists against Washington. So it's just like, she's deservingly the best player in the country by the AVCA. And that was just an awesome performance to watch as a setter. And to me, the difference in that match was Jenna Gabriel on the other side for Texas was also very good in that match. But just the defense of Madison Lilly is the thing that separates her from everybody else in the country this year when it comes to setting. So props to Kentucky, props to Coach Skinner, and that's the first championship in volleyball for an SEC school, which I always found surprising because you get schools like Florida down there and stuff like that who just, I guess, haven't had that success at the highest level. Moving on now. Okay, so that's the college volleyball little spiel that I want to just get into. High school. So we had, our season started February 22nd, ended April 25th. And I just want to talk about, my father coaches, over at Melrose High School. And they played in the Middlesex League Championship this past Saturday against Winchester High School, two of probably the top five or six teams in the state. And just maybe not even top five or six teams, top five or six programs. I can't really say teams in the state because I didn't see everybody this year. But they actually just went out. It was a 3-0 Winchester win, so sorry, Dad. But it was an absolute battle from start to finish. Winchester just seemed to just make that one extra play that Melrose just couldn't seem to make on every single long point. I don't think Melrose won one long point, and that ended up just really being the difference in the match. It's not that Melrose played badly. It's not that Winchester, you know, made Melrose play badly. Both teams swung. Both teams played good volleyball the entire match. And, you know, Melrose, I don't think they missed a serve until like halfway through the second set. So it's not like they were shooting themselves in the foot over there. They were still playing very good volleyball. And that's a credit to both of these programs who were just top tier and two programs that I look to try to bring Swampscott to in the future. So, yeah, it was a 3-0 win, 25-19, 25-21, 25-18 for Winchester. You know, I get a tremendous respect for both coaches, obviously one being my father, one being Coach John Fleming, who is just, you know, he's basically built that program into really a state powerhouse. And, you know, he's going to get that state title sooner rather than later. So good for them. And I obviously, you know, coach at Swampscott, whatever. We'll be talking about that right after this short break. Welcome back, everybody. This is Ryan Chelly, and you're still listening to Chelly Talks Volleyball. So I said I'm going to speak very openly, very candidly about my experience coaching at Swampscott, and I'm going to right now. We had our season go from February 22nd all the way through April 25th. We ended actually on the 23rd. We didn't have anything this past weekend. It was an absolute joy to coach at Swampscott this past season, and I give all the credit to the kids that I coached this year, okay, all the way down from number one to number 14. Okay, I give all the credit to them. And the reason why I give all the credit to them is because they came in every single day eager to learn, smiles on their faces, always remaining positive. I mean, it reminded me why I got into coaching. Because these kids came in every single day just willing to be better. And I am eternally grateful for that. I'm grateful for their attitudes. I'm grateful for their effort. Okay, that's all I can really ask for. Okay, that's really it. Okay, and that's going to set the tone for the future of this program. And when it comes to the success of this program, whether it be the near future, whether it be the immediate future, with the distant future, whatever it is, okay, they're the ones who are setting the tone right now, and they did an absolutely amazing job this year. Because those younger kids, okay, at the middle school level, the elementary levels and stuff like that, are going to watch them and see the fun that they're having. And then they're going to come up to the high school and want to play volleyball. That's why the love of volleyball is so important. That's what I try to develop this year. That was my goal this season. I mean, because the state championship isn't a thing this season. So we had that goal of just developing the love for volleyball this year. And next year, that will be the goal. The state championship will be that. So lastly, I just want to speak very openly to my players, because I know some of you found my podcast and some of you might be listening to this. So these last 2 months have been totally unforgettable, and I mean that in all the positive ways. You were my first team at Swampscott, and it's a team I'm never going to forget. And how could I? Okay, the positivity, the enthusiasm, the willingness to get better. Okay, that's all I can ask for, like I said, as a first-year coach. Okay, and you all came in every single day. Okay, and made it an absolute joy to come to practice as your coach. I'm so excited to just get back in the gym with you all August 23rd, working towards that state championship goal, because we all have work to do. Okay, every team in the state has work to do starting August 23rd. We're no different. Okay, top teams of the state, bottom teams of the state, whatever it is. Okay, everyone's looking for that goal. Okay, only a few teams are going to win a state championship next season. Okay, I'd love for us to be one of them. But that's our goal, okay? We're going to play like champions, okay? We're going to train like champions. We're going to work like champions. We're going to do everything like champions next year, okay? That is the deal. That is our goal, okay? And I look forward to working with you all next year. So without further ado, this has been Chelly Talks Volleyball. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe, everybody. I don't know if this is going to be a one-off episode or not, but if it is, okay, I don't know when I'll be talking to you all again in the future through this podcasting realm, but if it's not a one-off episode and I decide to do this a little more frequently than I have been, because like I said, it's been like an 8-month layoff since my last episode, stay safe, okay? Enjoy the upcoming summer months if I don't talk to you all in this way for a while, and hopefully, okay, next August, we have that state tournament goal again and that state championship goal again. To my team, okay, before I go, I just want to say one quick thing. Let's get it. Peace.